I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
No matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field, and he always would have your back over anything. So I think you knew when like you're talking to him, like you're just talking and you don't have to worry about something getting out that's not supposed to, or, you know, he would never do anything like that. And it was the same for him though, too, you know, because he could talk to us about anything and we obviously wouldn't share it if it wasn't supposed to be shared. I think that's part of why he liked being in the clubhouse so much. Was it was essentially a sanctuary for him where, you know, he's Bob Uecker in life, but, you know, when he's in the clubhouse, he's just Bob and he can be himself. And he knows that those are his friends. It's a place where he can let his guard down and just be him. And I think that's why, you know, you guys kind of heard like all the special stories from, you know, guys in the clubhouse from behind the scenes, because, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down and just be him. And you guys could talk about whatever.
Yeah, I would kind of piggyback off of Yelly. Like, you never felt like if there was anything you said in the clubhouse, it was ever going to get out. And, you know, just kind of a safe haven for everybody. And also, too, like when the games are on during the game, some of the times the guys will go back in the clubhouse and watch the game and listen to, they'll have Bob on the TV. And there was never, and this is what strikes me now, there's never an instance where, speaking of having the players back, he will never, ever, ever say a bad word about a player. And I think that was probably just, it's hard to do that. It's hard not to say something negative at some point, but at no point would you ever hear him say anything bad about a, especially a Brewers player or any other player. I mean, heck, I think I remember when Adam Wainwright was going through his tour there, he wanted to get in the booth with him. And I remember listening to that and how Bob would talk to him when he was doing that as an opposing player of the Cardinals, you know, big rival. And I think that speaks volumes, but I always thought that was pretty cool. He would always have the players back and he would never have a bad thing to say about any of the guys.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything. You could fully trust him. You valued his feedback and his opinion. And you knew that anything that you shared, you know, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That is great stuff, Mike. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I just appreciate those players, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Vassallo, PR guy, we kind of put it, hey, is anybody going to talk to us? And, hey, we're working on it. You know, hang in there. We got a little update. 3:30. Hey, is 4 o'clock, 4:15 okay? And they got all three of those guys. And we talked for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot about him.
It's just a conversation. We just had a conversation and guys telling stories and all that. And I think the Brewers have got some of that linked up on their website. I haven't checked or so. But, you know, I was allowed to record that. They know that I'm doing that and sending it out to our civic media stations now across the state. In half a dozen of our stations are Milwaukee Brewer Radio affiliates. You know, we're going to play those games this summer. But, yes. That also shows where, unlike other franchises, the Brewers really is a family, man. I mean, you want, when you walk in their game day, all those people that work in the stadium, I mean, they love each other. Those 80, you know, precious days that they get to work together at the ballpark. And you know, Uecker, he was the king of all that. Hey, we're at the ballpark. We're going to have a good time, right? Now, he would, you know, as I said, he'd get in, take the elevator, go to the booth, pretty much work on his thing, but he might come out in the cafeteria and he'd stand there in the press box cafeteria. Florence, when are you going to give me a decision? And she'd go, oh, Mr. Bob, please go away. This short little woman, you know, with the hairnet that was serving the food in the press box, you know, and because he would get down on his knee and propose marriage to her.
Oh, you know, that's every
week, you know? And then he'd look to the rest of the crowd and, you know, a bunch of reporters slopping down some food before the game starts. Go, man, I've been working on this for 5 years, you know. She won't give me an answer, you know. Gave her a ring and everything. Jeez, you know, and then he walks back into the booth, you know, man. Closes the door.
That's so great. Mike, I hope you tune in next Wednesday. We'll have Skip Kiperis on. He played the other announcer in Major League in the booth with Bob. So Skip is a comedian, a Chicago-based comedian, very funny. And he'll come out and share some Uecker stuff too. And man, I almost wish we had dedicated like the whole show to this because these stories are so great. And I heard the clip you sent where Uecker said Major League 1 and 2 were good. The third one stunk.
The third one stunk. Just... Yeah, when you look at that that scene where Uecker's, you know, playing Harry Doyle, and your guest is, you know, right next to him is the play-by-play guy. Then over his shoulder is a guy with a big mustache, and he's kind of the engineer, right? And that's Gene Butterfield, and he was a radio engineer from our sister station at WRJN down in Racine at the time that was being filmed. A great guy who's a part of that cast, too. It was that summer of 89, and they just had this, you know, this call. There's going to be this movie, and Uecker's going to be in it. But that's you didn't know that Corbin Burns, you know, and Charlie Sheen and these other actors would be there.
Wesley Snipes.
Behringer, yeah. No one knew it was going to be that huge of a film, but there's thousands of extras, you know, that just would show up every night. And I remember driving home from the radio station, 11 o'clock at night, and the lights were still on at County Stadium while they were shooting night scenes, you know, well into the night, while those people would say, okay, take 20, I need you to cheer again, okay? You know, or I need you to chant Wild Thing or something like that. And, you know, they did that night after night for like a month or so until they could get all their scenes, their externals.
Another great chapter to Bob Uecker's legacy. Very cool stuff, Mike. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Let's jump into some Packers stuff another time. We'll have lots to discuss with the draft coming up and everything. But this is really fun. Thank you, buddy, so much.
You bet, Pete. You bet. Conrad, you guys take care. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks a lot, Mike. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority. Mike Clemens, always fun to talk to Mike. Conrad,
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am still here.
I thought you took a powder. Okay.
No, I never take powders anymore.
Good to have you, buddy. Hey, so we're running a little behind, but I'm very excited to welcome our next guest. She comes to us all the way from beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin, down there in the southeast part of the state. Her name is Meredith Comisco, and she is the public relations director for Visit Kenosha. They have a really cool festival coming up next week, and Meredith has agreed to come on the show and tell us all about it. Meredith, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for your patience. We were talking Bob Uecker, as you probably heard, and but we're very excited now to talk about snow days. So thanks for joining us on this Friday night.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this is the 11th annual event for Snow Days. So it happens in downtown Kenosha on January 25th. And we welcome everyone to come downtown to the lake and see nearly 60 ice sculptures on display.
Okay, so this is fascinating to me, Meredith. Sculpting ice is an incredible talent. I don't know how people do it. I've never watched someone do it. I just look at them and I see the detail. And I was telling Conrad earlier in the show, I bet you 10 to 1, people just walk by, nod, and appreciate it. But do people really appreciate how much effort goes into sculpting structures like that?
Yeah, they may not, but they definitely love looking at it. And it's a great photo opportunity. And it's incredible, this business. Downtown Kenosha partners with Art Below Zero and Franksville. And I actually watched a documentary on them not too long ago. They like make their own ice at their workshop facility. Whoa. And then they truck it in. And I mean, this guy's cranking out ice sculptures week after week. He's doing 90 for some event this weekend. So yeah, and it's very small. Few people, you know, do it.
That is crazy.
There's few people, I should say, helping them out. Yeah.
Yeah, this, what I found fascinating was I was looking at everything you guys offer at Snow Days, and I thought, then I saw the time, 2 hours. How do you do all this? This seems like it should be like a weekend event or a night thing. Do you guys, there must not be one dull moment in that two-hour time frame.
No, yeah. In the 2 hours at Veterans Memorial Park, you see them actually do an ice sculpture demonstration, and there's music, and there's s'mores you can cook over fire pits. But the ice sculptures will stay up well beyond that event, depending on the weather, of course. We're hoping for cold weather and not too sunny, so the ice sculptures will last well into the next week.
Oh, yeah, that could be a whole different kind of festival if you get unseasonable warmth, I would imagine. All right, so we got to do a very quick break, Meredith. When we come back, I want to ask you about some of the other things you guys offer. I know there's ice skating and electric streetcar rides and food, and we'll get into all that. And then I just want to ask you a general question about Kenosha. What I think Kenosha is a city that's going to start to boom, Meredith, and you're the public relations director, so I want to ask you about that and see if we're on the same page there. But thank you for being with us tonight. We'll have more. A few minutes more with Meredith Comisco. She's the public relations director for Visit Kenosha, and their very cool program, Snow Days, happens January 25th from 1 to 3 in Veterans Memorial Park. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, A my is a terrible thing to waste.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Our question of the night is, what drives you more crazy, slow or fast drivers? Inspiration coming from Todd Alba in the cut you just heard. Thought it would be fun to put it out there. We will read more of your texts in just a few minutes. Please get in on the fun and let us know what you think. Right now, or coming up in a few minutes, I should say, it's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music, as always. It'll be great to talk to Terry, and she has picked out fantastic music tonight, so I highly encourage you to stick around. If you weren't going to already, right now we have a few more minutes with our friend Meredith Jumisco, who is the Public Relations Director for the city of Kenosha, or Visit Kenosha. I'm sorry, Meredith, great to have you. So I asked you before the break, how do you do all this in 2 hours? You've got food, ice skating, ice sculptures. How does it work?
Well, you just enjoy the day is what you do. You can come early, come for breakfast, enjoy downtown in the morning, enjoy the event, and then stick around into dinner. So yes, at the park, you can see a demonstration, you can see some of the ice sculptures, and then there are more ice sculptures throughout downtown in front of various businesses, and they're all offering, or many of them are offering special discounts, so it gives you a reason to stick around all day, and while you're at the park, you can go ice skating at the ice rink there.
That is a real, sounds like a lot of fun. You got ice skating, you got s'mores. What are the electric streetcar rides? That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. It's a 2 mile loop through downtown. So You can park further away from the event, take the streetcar to it, and they are free in conjunction with this event. Usually there's a fee, but they're free a few times a year, and they're authentic streetcars from the 1950s. So they are one of my most favorite attractions. You have got to ride them if you never have. It's one of the things I highly recommend anyone comes to Kenosha for the first time. You have to ride the streetcar.
How fun. Oh, that sounds great. How did you get involved in this racket, and how did you end up? Are you a lifelong native of Kenosha, or how did you find this fun, what sounds like a really fun gig?
Yeah, actually, I went to college in Kenosha, UW Parkside. So that was my first foray into Kenosha. And I've been here over 24 years now at Visit Kenosha. So it's a lot of fun. It's something keeps you busy all year long. We just finished producing our 2025 Kenosha Area Visitors Guide that's out. And then we are already into event season here, the first month of the year. So always something to do.
Not wasting any time. That's great. All right. So I have a question for you. You know, with all of the terrible hurricanes and fires and all the nutty stuff going on in the world with global warming or climate change, you know, you hear all about there's going to be this great migration to the Midwest. Kenosha's right on the lake. It's halfway between Milwaukee and Chicago. It's such a great location. Do you guys... and I don't know if you're in on meetings like this, but does the city of Kenosha anticipate a lot of growth? I mean, it seems like a perfect location.
Yes, growth is actually underway right now. There's revitalization efforts in three different parts of the city, including downtown. And that includes commercial, residential, recreation spaces being created. There's already been a lot of new residential buildings put up and more underway. So we are definitely well prepared to be in that position to have more people come and live in Kenosha.
Do you want more people, Meredith?
Yes, come to our events, our restaurants, our businesses would love it. You know, we are ready for tourism. We rank 16th out of the 72 counties in Kenosha for tourism.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we have a lot of great things happening here.
That sounds great. And I wasn't asking because Conrad and I want to stop by your place or anything. I'm just in tip, you know, wondering in general. Hey, before we let you go, Meredith, and I wish you a lot of luck with the festival. It sounds like so much fun. I ask a lot of guests this when they come on the show. We talk about TV and movies a lot. Are you watching anything on TV you could recommend, or something you're binge watching, or seen any good movies in the theaters lately?
Okay, I'm still watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, wow, really? Conrad, we have to remember Meredith next year when we do our Hallmark sketches again.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have you be part of one, Meredith. We think that would be really fun. We made some funny like movie trailers for Hallmark films. So, well, that's great. That's fantastic. You can watch those past Christmas. There are no rules to this, right?
Yeah, and then the winter ones, and then the spring ones, and it's year-round for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Hey, thank you so much. It was great to meet you, and good luck with snow days, Meredith. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. That's Meredith Jumisco. Check out Snow Days next weekend in Kenosha. It sounds like a lot of fun. They're going to have over 60 ice sculptures. Stop and look at them, folks. They're beautiful. They're beautiful works of art that so much detail goes into. And I feel like, and even Meredith kind of agreed with me, Conrad. People don't, they kind of just walk through and like, oh, that's nice. And I don't think they really understand how much goes into those things.
They could, you know, look after when they take a picture, be like, wow, that's, and then they look at the details at the, on the picture.
That could be. Okay.
You know?
You know what I would try to do? I would try to sell one. See if I could get anyone to buy it.
Okay.
Not realizing they have to keep it cold all the time. Hey, we have, it's Jim Carrey's birthday. We've got Terry Barr coming up. Do we have any more Dumb and Dumber, or should we go Paul Blart?
We do. I mean, you could, whichever one you want to do.
Let's do, I do love that Paul Blart clip. I know I have this weird affinity for this movie that's kind of a kid's movie, but as I may or may not, do we have time?
It's a, yeah, it's too long.
The Paul Blart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we could play a clip from Dumb and Dumber if you want it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go Dumb and Dumber in honor of Jim Carrey's birthday. Here we go.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
Well, I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together. So where are you headed?
Aspen.
Mmm, California.
Beautiful.
Name's Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
I'm Mary Swanson.
This isn't my real job, you know.
No?
Nope. My friend Harry and I are saving up our money to open our own pet store.
That's nice.
I got worms.
I beg your pardon?
That's what we're going to call it. I got worms. We're going to specialize in selling worm farms. You know, like ant farms. What's the matter? A little tense about the flight?
Something like that.
There's really nothing to worry about, Mary. Statistically, they say you're more likely to get killed on the way to the airport. You know, like in a head-on crash or flying off a cliff or getting trapped under a gas truck. That's the worst. I have this cousin. Well, I have this cousin.
Lloyd, could you keep your eyes on the road, please?
Oh, yeah.
Good thinking. Can't be too careful. A lot of bad drivers out there.
And that leads us to our question of the night, folks. That's a really good segue there, Connor. Whenever I see a guy with bangs, that's what we call it. We say, check out Lloyd Christmas. Because you don't see that a lot, right?
Yeah,
you see a lot of dudes with bangs. So how are we doing on time?
We got about 30 seconds.
All right. I can't read the text. All right. But we will read them later, and we will welcome Terry Barr after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed and tells you what you need to know. Great to have you with us, folks, on this Friday night edition of Nightlight. It's Pete Schwab. We will be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Monday's presidential inauguration has been moved inside.
Plans are feverishly being put in place to move the ceremony indoors.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President-elect Trump announced the decision on Truth Social, the move indoors caused by the extremely frigid weather. The U.S. is bracing for a ban of TikTok. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on what happens now.
Will the next administration say to the attorney general, we don't want to enforce this piece of legislation? Will the next administration try and overturn this legislation? This is not a constitutional amendment. It's a law. We can overturn it if we want to.
A ceasefire deal in Gaza is expected to begin tomorrow. For now, Israeli forces remain there. And Israeli analyst and former hostage negotiator Gershon Baskin says there is a risk if the Israelis and Hamas encounter each other.
One side could shoot at the other, or both sides could shoot at each other. One soldier can break the ceasefire.
CBS News Brief.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Remembering Bob Uecker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The voice of the Brewers, Bob Uecker, passed away Thursday at the age of 90. Former Brewers owner and baseball commissioner Bud Selig.
Bob
Bob and I first met about 1959. You know, that's 65 years. Bob and I used to kid a lot. We were two Milwaukee kids. When I hired him, January of 1971, I said, how'd you like to work for the Brewers? He said, I'd love to. That was it. We never had a contract. We never had any broadcast games, and he's done the same with Mark Antanasio. And he was just remarkable. Loyal to Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Talk about things, and he had an unbelievable mind. But he did love the game. I mean, he means so much to Brewer fans and baseball fans. He was one of them, and they knew it.
That's Bud Selig with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny today, a high in the low teens, wind chills to 10 below. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 12 below, wind chill to 30 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Currently it's 17 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota federal appeals court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson v. Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest, one of our most special. We love having Terry Barr on every Friday night to celebrate music, and she does a great job as one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can catch right here on Civic Media on Saturday nights from 6 to midnight, and she is back. I could have made another bar joke there, Terry, and said bar back. But you are bar band Terry Barr. Welcome, Terry. How are you?
And I think you gave me that name, so I really don't have anything to do with it. So.
Well, you're kind of the crux of the whole thing here. You're the glue, so
okay,
whatever. However,
I'll
you want to
I'll take it. I don't mind it at all.
That's fantastic. All right.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing very well, Conrad. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm good too. I know you had Mike Clemens on earlier to talk about Bob Uecker. I just have to say, I could not have loved that man more. Grew up with the voice like everyone else. And the first time I ever got to meet him, I couldn't speak, if you can believe it.
Oh, I believe it.
To say. growing up with that voice and my dad loving him the way he did, I was a stone. I just stood there. And luckily, I was with a photographer. We were in Cincinnati covering the Reds Brewers game. And he explained to Bob my issue. And Bob so graciously left. And I thought, oh, no, I lost my opportunity, Pete. No, he graciously comes back with a photo. Ugh, what a photo. Him on his Harley in the middle of County Stadium.
He's a Harley guy?
I've learned more about Bob Uecker in the last few days.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, this picture is awesome. It was his Harley, he told me. And I finally did say a few words. I think the ice finally broke. He signed it for my dad, and it sat next to my dad's chair every day until my dad passed. So I took it.
Gosh, what a cool story. And what a cool thing to have.
He gave me a little hug. I mean, he just looked like he loved everything. His eyes were always so light and bright. And you just hope that you can be someone like that for other people.
Well, and what a cool thing for you to be able to give your dad. I'm sure that meant a ton to him as well. So thank you for sharing that. That's musical in its own way, Terry.
Well, it's weird for, you know, when I tell people I couldn't talk and they're like, you? We all have our moments of quiet sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, and especially when you meet an idol, it's you clam up. You're like, oh, I don't want to sound cliche. I want to think of the right thing to say. It can be terrifying. You
know? Yes, absolutely.
Well, you have picked out two really fantastic artists to share with us tonight.
Oh, good.
I just love I've heard the name Janet Planet for decades, and I know who she is. But I probably don't know nearly as much about her as I probably should. But tell everybody about Janet Planet.
Let me tell you this, too. When I worked in Green Bay at Fox 11, we were still the NBC affiliate. My co-anchor, Jay Johnson, and many people in Green Bay will remember that name, was appalled that I had never heard Janet Planet. So the next show, he said, we're going. And I have loved her music ever since. But I will be honest, this is the first time, and I've chased her off and on. I mean, sometimes we didn't live here. But then when we got back, I chased her for interviews. Finally got one. And, you know, she has been doing this her entire life. She is a full-time traveling musician. She travels the world, Pete. She plays jazz festivals. And we're talking huge jazz festivals all over the world. And it just stuns me to think, wow, she chooses to live in Oshkosh.
Has she always?
Yes. And she said when people ask her, why didn't you go to one of the coasts or maybe New Orleans or somewhere like that? And she said, why? I can get on an airplane. I can fly wherever I need to. And I can actually afford a house in Oshkosh.
And that's Janet Planet saying that. I mean, that should tell you something. I think a lot of people would do that. I think a lot of artists would do that if they thought it was an option.
And right.
It's not like you can't make it from a place like Oshkosh or Decatur, Illinois or whatever, but it's a little harder. But once you're established, I mean, good for her.
Yeah. And here's another new thing along with the new music. And I have a story for you about her new music too, but I love this. They've had a studio kind of, you know, ragtag sort of studio that you could just bump into and go record whatever you might need to. Well, they decided in the last year to take an entire room and make it a dedicated studio. So now she just started actually giving lessons from this studio. Oh, nice. They're doing these intimate concerts. I love this, where you can come in. I think it's a typically, you know, bring your own booze or water or whatever you might want to have. But there's little couches all around, and it's just a really intimate gathering. And then she said she also wants to have educational events, but they want to host it all at their house in this studio.
Did she make a comeback, Terry, or did she never go away? I feel like I think there was a documentary about her recently or a film, and now I'm hearing the music that you're bringing Did she take a break, or did we just not know?
You know what? You might be thinking of the Janet Planet movie. There's an actual movie about this other woman with the same name.
Oh.
And yeah, Janet said she gets asked that all the time.
Oh, what
when we had our
brief
discussion about our interview, and she said, I am not that Janet Planet. I'm the jazzy Janet Planet.
How is there someone named Janet Planet that's famous for music and a movie comes out with her name and it's not her? That's insane.
I have no idea. You're the film guy. I'll let you figure that one out.
I was going to tackle that one. All right. Well, let's hear some Janet Planet. You brought a song called What Greater Joy. Are we ready to roll that, do you think, Kara?
Let me, if I may, Pete.
Absolutely.
This is from a new album. She wrote these songs with a dear friend who was battling breast cancer at the time. And the hope always was that this friend would record these songs. But she ended up having a lot of troubles with her voice. She's cancer-free now. But she then asked Janet to please record the music we wrote. So that's what you're going to hear with this song.
Oh, that's, I love when there's a story behind the song. You always have the great ones, Terry. All right, that's fantastic. Here is Janet Planet on Barman Friday Night. What Greater Joy.
What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch. When it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy.
Yeah, that's definitely the jazzy Janet Planet. That's boy, that's great. She's got such a good voice.
Ah,
she's fantastic.
It really is. And she's teaching people of all ages how to sing jazz. And I can't even imagine. There really is an art to that kind of music.
Absolutely. And it's so natural for her. Like, she's just effortlessly singing. It's just beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, is she live in the lair tomorrow?
I should probably tell you, we are doing mini lairs while Rocker is out. And for anyone who did not hear, Rocker is also in his own rock band. And at the end of a recent show, he passed out and had a heart attack.
Oh, dear.
And yeah, and of course, everybody has been commenting, well, isn't that a Rocker way to go? Yeah, he's all right, but he's got a road ahead of him. He had to have three stents, and he's got to go through some physical therapy. And I think everybody was shocked because he's a thin guy. He looks like he's in shape. We miss him, and we kind of said, let's take a break on the big lair.
Okay.
Because he loves that so much. Let's do little lairs. So that's what we're doing with Janet Planet and then the other band as well.
Okay. Wow. That's give my best to Rocker. I knew he had a heart attack, but I heard that he was on the road to recovery. I did not hear that story.
And how about this? He passes out on stage after their set is done.
That's a team player right there.
That's a rock star.
That's an absolute rock star.
I know. And we can laugh now because we know he's going to be okay.
Oh, he's such a good dude. I'm so glad to hear that. So let's do this. Why don't we hear about Isaiah and the New People, and then we can play the song when we come back from the break, Terry, and then I'll close the show with some texts that I have to read. But I would love to hear this song that you both songs were great, but tell us about Isaiah and the New People.
You know, they are a new band to me, but while digging in, which we do, you know, to try and do a decent interview, I found out that they, for a really long time, were called Salmon Run. And they were based out of the Fox Cities, primarily Green Bay, but they tour. They travel everywhere. They tour. They play with everybody. They took a bunch of time off to, what should we say, recombobulate the band.
I love it.
Added, subtracted members. You know, we've heard these kinds of stories. But in the end, this is brand new music from a brand new band, which does still include a few of the original members. But I think they looked at this as a chance to sort of start over. And so this new music is out. They're going to be backing it up by touring all around Wisconsin the rest of this month. They're going to Texas in February, and then they're back in March for Wisconsin as we start kind of going into some of those spring and summer festivals. That's the thing they really enjoy playing.
That's fantastic. All right, so we'll do that. We'll hear Isaiah and the New People when we come back. We're going to go with the song, Terry. Help me say this. Lahaina?
Lahaina.
Lahaina.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. I can't wait to hear that. And then so we'll do a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear Lahaina, and then we'll close the show with your text. That's how you do a Friday night. And you do it with Terry Barr. She's here for Barr Band Friday Night. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Welcome back. Monday night on Nightlight, one of Wisconsin's own, comedian Tom Clark will be here to talk about some of his dates coming up in Wisconsin, and film critic, Milwaukee-based film critic Matt Miller will join me to talk about award shows. Right now, we are in the middle of a swinging bar band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr. And so we've heard about Isaiah and the New People. So let's go to the song, Terry.
Okay.
Lahaina, right?
Yes.
All right. Here is Lahaina, Isaiah and the New People. Great tune. Check it out. So that's Isaiah and the New People. I love this. I've never heard of this genre before, Terry. Western psychedelic funk or folk. Is it folk or funk?
Folk.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Western psychedelic folk. I love that.
I've never heard all of those words put together.
That's fantastic. That's so great. Thank you so much for bringing the music.
I love joining you and, chatting it up with all the listeners too.
We totally appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. And we look forward to next week. Do we have another date? Another Friday night date with Terry Barr and Barr Band Friday night, right?
We have a date, sir.
All right. Awesome. Have a great weekend, Terry. Thank you so much.
You too. And everyone listening, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Conrad, I think we have to go out after I read these texts. We got to go out on that song too.
That's okay. Sounds good.
I love when I got to this, you know, when we connected here and I said, which song do you like better? And you said, without a doubt, Lahaina. So that was a good choice.
It was such a good song.
All right, let's get to some texts here. Our question of the night was, what drives you more crazy, fast or slow drivers? And we got some good ones here. Jim from Kenosha. I got to go all the way back here. Jim from Kenosha says, it would be inconsiderate drivers. And I love that he put Jim from K-Town. Tom from New Berlin says fast drivers, ones that blow by you on Highway 43, or fast drivers that are driving angry on Highway 43 because they're trying to go around everyone. I agree, Tom. I don't know what is happening on 43, but there have been crazy drivers probably over the last 5 years. I've noticed that. Kate from the 715 says fast. Jim tried to call us too when we were talking, probably to Meredith. Bridget from the 818 says fast drivers, they are dangerous. And when I'm a passenger, I get carsick. Slow down. Thank you, Bridget, very much. Jim also texted us, Conrad, when we were talking to Meredith. I don't know if you saw this. He said, give some love to the Kenosha Comedy Club. All right, Jim, we'll do that. Tell us more about the Kenosha Comedy Club and let's get some comedians on here. Appreciate that, Jim. Paula says, slow drivers that go below the speed limit when you have to slam on the brakes if you can't change lanes. Conrad, is your mom a fast driver?
Actually, no. She always complains that my dad is a fast driver. So maybe,
you think that was like a subtle hint to your dad?
He is a left foot.
Steve from the 920 says, I think it is worse for fast drivers weaving inside and out in lanes when driving on the interstate roads. Experienced an accident on Highway 75 in Florida today. By the way, Grandma Krieger is watching tonight on YouTube and likes grandson Conrad's new glasses and haircut. I could not agree more. Yeah. High and tight. That's a great cut. I'm looking a little shaggy. Conrad, I need to get your haircut person.
Sounds good. It's about 2 minutes away from the studio.
All right, Steady Eddie, closing things up here. Pete, slow drivers, bad. Fast drivers, even worse. Bob Uecker hit 12 career major league home runs and had a career batting average of 200. He hit one of those home runs off Sandy Koufax. I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. And Mr. Baseball worried that the fact would keep Koufax, one of the greatest pitchers, out of the Hall of Fame. Despite Uke's booming home run, Koufax was somehow mercifully voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you to Mike Clemens, Terry Barr, and Meredith Jamisco. Have a great weekend. Good night, Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, the return of Dr. Kristen Lierley from some faraway island. And a president gets inaugurated too, I guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the presidential inauguration has been moved indoors on Monday because of the extremely cold weather. This Donald Trump supporter is disappointed.
I would stand in the 5-degree weather in order to support what he's going to do, what he did in the past, and what he's going to do in the future.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on the new preparations for the indoor ceremony.
Just hours after the decision to move the inauguration indoors, here in the rotunda, they're already setting up the new platform where Donald Trump will be sworn in. Instead of thousands of people watching outside, it'll just be a few hundred in here. The most important of those VIPs, members of Congress, former presidents, cabinet officials, and those visiting dignitaries from around the world.
A viewing area and the inaugural parade will now be inside Capitol One Arena, which can hold about 20,000 people. That is a whole lot less than the 250,000 who were expected to